Get to know the facts at shoppersfoundation.ca.
Hi, I'm Donna Friesen from Global National. Life moves fast these days, and we want to make it even easier for you to get the news you need. That's why you can now get Global National every day as a podcast. The biggest stories of the day with analysis from award-winning global news journalists. New episodes drop every day, so take this as your personal invitation to join us on the Global National podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Corus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Joshua Azizi. Russia and Ukraine have swapped more prisoners hours after a massive attack on Kyiv.
Russia and Ukraine exchanged hundreds more prisoners Saturday. It's part of a major swap that amounted to a moment of cooperation and otherwise failed efforts to reach a ceasefire. Both countries say each side brought home 307 more soldiers. This comes a day after each released a total of 390 combatants and civilians. The development also coming after Ukraine's capital came under a large-scale Russian drone and missile attack that left at least 15 people injured, according to local officials. Explosions and anti-aircraft fire were heard throughout Kyiv as many sought shelter in subway stations. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel is being accused of forcing Palestinians to act as human shields in Gaza and the West Bank.
Palestinians say that they are being used by Israeli soldiers as human shields. Right here behind me in the Jenin refugee camp is a place where Palestinians have said that they have been used by Israeli soldiers. They have said that they have had to go ahead of the soldiers into apartments. One woman went into at least six different apartments carrying a drone that the soldiers gave her with a camera on it to make sure that it was all clear before the soldiers went in after her. Now, this is happening in the West Bank, but it's also happening in Gaza. Soldiers we've spoken to who have engaged in the practice have said that they are sending humans in, sometimes instead of drones or dogs. Now, Israel's army denies that this happens. They said that this is not in accordance with practice with the army. But Palestinians we've spoken to, as well as soldiers, say that it is much more widespread than what is being led on, and that this has increased greatly as the war has gone on that began on October 7th.
A man has been found guilty of murder and two counts of attempted murder in the 2023 shooting of three Ontario provincial police officers. Sergeant Eric Mueller was killed and two other officers were injured after being called to do a wellness check at Alain Bellefoy's home in May of 2023. Bellefoy now faces a life sentence for first-degree murder with no chance of parole for 25 years and 20-year sentences for each count of attempted murder to be served concurrently. King Charles is set to follow in his mother's footsteps on Tuesday.
The king will open a new session of Parliament on Tuesday, 68 years after his mother, the late Queen Elizabeth. The Queen came to Ottawa in 1957 and not only opened the initial session of Parliament, but also made her first televised address, a personal speech to Canadians.
As you may know, it will be the first time that the Canadian Parliament has been opened by the sovereign in person. And I'm very much looking forward to performing this duty.
Coverage of the royals dominated the front pages, overshadowing former Secretary of State for External Affairs Lester Pearson's Nobel Prize and the recently launched Soviet satellite Sputnik. David Augustine, The Canadian Press.
Jafar Panahi has won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival for his revenge thriller, It Was Just an Accident. Reporter Chuck Sievertson says the Iranian filmmaker is a longtime political dissident who was imprisoned by the Islamic Republic several times.
Even being banned from leaving Iran for 15 years didn't stop him from making movies. In 2011, he made This Is Not a Film on an iPhone in his living room. In 2015, Taxi was clandestinely shot almost entirely within a car. He says though the risk is now probably higher, he is going back to Iran.
It Was Just an Accident tells the story of a group of former prisoners who encounter a man who terrorized them in jail. From the Global News Desk, I'm Joshua Azizi.
This is the Ben Mulrooney Show.
On the Corus Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Ben Mulrooney Show, and thank you so much for joining us. Well, another day, another world leader ending up in the White House and ending up on TV and on social media for all sorts of reasons. I give you the example of the South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa. So he showed up, and as we are now very used to, he was sitting on one side of the president, and the media from both South Africa and the United States were in the room. And you could tell by Donald Trump's introduction of President Ramaphosa that he wanted to go somewhere.
Thank you very much, everyone. It's a great honor to be with the president of South Africa, President Ramaphosa, and he is a man who is certainly in some circles really respected, other circles a little bit less respected, like all of us, in all fairness.
We all like that.
Yeah, so not quite sure what he's planning yet, but just to be safe, and because he doesn't want to get Zelensky'd, Ramaphosa decided to do the safest thing, flatter the heck out of Donald Trump by disarming him with a very Trumpian gift.
And I brought you a really fantastic golf book. Weighs 14 kilograms.
Oh, that's good.
And it showcases the golf courses in our country. Johann Rupert wrote preface, so did any else. And I want to showcase our golf courses. You might remember when I spoke to you and we spoke about golf, you said I should start practicing. And I've started practicing, President, so I'm ready.
So a lot of people were saying with Zelensky, Monday morning quarterbacks were saying, had he just done something like that, had he said, Mr. President, on behalf of a grateful Ukrainian nation, I show up today with the highest order of congratulations that my country has for a foreign leader. In fact, we had to create this new award just for you, Donald Trump, because no one has come to the aid of Ukraine the way you have. And he would have given him the world's biggest medal, and Donald Trump would have perhaps been in a better mood. Ramaphosa saw what not to do and did that. That being said, this is when things went off the rails. Donald Trump wanted an explanation as to what is happening to the white farmers of South Africa. Now, there is a lot of misinformation out there. There is a lot of opinion that is manifesting as fact. There, I don't believe there is a genocide of white farmers in South Africa. However, a number of white farmers have been killed. They have been targeted and they've been killed. And they've been targeted because they're white. And some of them are, in fact, fleeing this persecution as refugees to the United States. Donald Trump has called it something that I don't believe it is, but that doesn't mean it's any less wrong. And so this is Donald Trump trying to get an explanation. So what's going on with white farmers in South Africa?
People that feel they're being persecuted and they're coming to the United States. And we take from many, many locations if we feel there's persecution or genocide going on. And we had a lot of people. I must tell you, Mr. President, we have had a tremendous number of people, especially since they've seen this. Generally, they're white farmers and they're fleeing South Africa. And it's a very sad thing to see. But I hope we can have an explanation of that, because I know you don't want that. It's a kind of a different meeting. Normally we have meetings, we talk about trade, and we'll be talking about trade and other things. But that certainly will be a subject that comes up. Yeah.
Ramaphosa next, very deftly and adeptly and diplomatically, answers the question of how to explain to Donald Trump whether or not, or rather why, there is no genocide of white farmers in South Africa.
It will take President Trump listening to the voices of South Africans, some of whom are his good friends, like those who are here when we have talks between us on the quiet, around a quiet table, it will take President Trump to listen to them. I'm not going to be repeating what I've been saying. I would say if there was Afrikaner farmer genocide, I can bet you these three gentlemen would not be here, including my Minister of Agriculture. He would not be with me. So it'll take him, President Trump, listening to their stories, to their perspective. That is the answer to your question.
But, Mr. President, I must say that we have... we have thousands of stories talking about it.
Sure.
And we have documentaries, we have news stories. And that, is Natalie here, somebody here to turn that... I can show you a couple of things.
Yeah, this is where things take a turn. They dim the lights in the White House, in the Oval Office, to show a video that Donald Trump believes proves his point. And let's listen to this part. Trump playing the video for Ramaphosa.
Turn the lights down, and just put this on. It's right behind you.
There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do.
These are burial sites right here. Burial sites. Over 1,000. White farmers, and those cars are lined up to pay love on a Sunday morning. Each one of those white things you see is a cross, and there's approximately 1,000 of them. They're all white farmers, the family of white farmers.
And of course, these events and these pageants inside the Oval Office, they are heightened by the bit players who are there. You know, the Zelensky moment was only the Zelensky moment because of J.D. Vance and that two-bit journalist. And this moment was heightened because Donald Trump says he's got many friends who are South African, including Elon Musk, who was in the room. And Elon Musk gave a death stare to the South African president. And here's Donald Trump talking about Elon Musk being from South Africa.
I have many friends from South Africa, but many of those friends they can't go back. Elon is from South Africa. I don't want to get Elon involved. That's all I have to do, get him into another thing. But Elon happens to be from South Africa. This is what Elon wanted. He actually came here on a different subject, sending rockets to Mars, okay? Yes. He likes that better. He likes that subject better.
That's right.
But Elon is from South Africa, and I don't want to talk to him about that. I don't think it's fair to him.
That's right.
Now, credit where credit is due. Nobody was kicked out. Unlike the Zelensky thing, nobody was kicked out of the White House. No one was kicked out of the room. A huge kudos to the president of South Africa, who was able to even inject some humor at the end of the meeting. Let's listen.
That idiot talks about after viewing a thing where thousands of people are dead.
I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you.
I wish you did. I would take it. If your country offered the United States Air Force a plane, I would take it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still a head scratcher. The fact that he's going ahead with accepting a plane from a country that is not really an ally. That's something. So well done, President Ramaphosa, on your first meeting inside the Oval Office, because there's nothing like that show anywhere else in the world. Hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, one of the great thinkers in this country joins us to talk about leadership, the new pope, and the new prime minister. Conrad Black joins us after the break on the Ben Mulroney Show.
Okay, we're talking mortgages with Jason Hominick from Jason.Mortgage. My question, Jason, is if I don't have a regular 9-to-5 job, can I still get a mortgage?
there is nothing you can do, Sarah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, look, I've been doing this for 30 years. I deal with 100 different lenders. If there's a way to make it happen, we can do it. Self-employed, bad credit, we've got options.
I love it. Go to jason.mortgage for all the information.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Overnight Expedite is here to keep your packages and parcels moving. With Overnight Expedite's XPAC mailbag service, you can ship almost anywhere in Alberta with next day delivery for just $12 plus GST. No hidden fees, no hassle. From Edmonton to Medicine Hat, from Grand Prairie to Red Deer, One Transport Group are Alberta's locally owned courier service. Overnight Expedite, proudly part of One Transport Group. Overnight Expedite. When time matters, they deliver. Visit shipexpedite.com today to learn more.
Alberta has always been good to us. Its lands have fed and nourished us. Its pioneering spirit, fueling and pushing us forward. It's a place that has what we want, what we need, what the world needs. So let's raise a glass for Alberta. From Alberta. Visit raiseaglassab.ca to support Alberta's brewers and distillers. Brought to you by AGLC and Travel Alberta.
As our bodies age, they bring some aches and pains that we haven't had before. And isn't that awesome? Hi, Gord Gillies here for Active Sports Therapy. Their unified team of over 30 expert practitioners have one common goal, to help you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it with a combination of physiotherapy and sports chiropractic care, including active release techniques, laser, shockwave, acupuncture, and more. All under one roof. Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
A new roof is a critical investment for your home. Do you know the difference between a roof built to last and a roof that underperforms?
Robbie the Roofer from Calgary Elite Roofing.
At Elite Roofing, we want to prove to Calgarians that we are accountable. How do we do that? We give you peace of mind with our superior warranty. We're also proud members of the Better Business Bureau and the Calgary Construction Association. And when you call, we're there for you, even evenings and weekends.
Want accountability built into your new roof? Then you want Robbie the Roofer.
Get a quote started today at calgaryeliteroofing.ca.
Dealing with complex medical needs doesn't mean things need to be complicated, and you don't need to go to just another pharmacy, because you just found a pharmacy like no other. Introducing Curis, where caring to answer the phone, caring to understand your needs, and caring for you is their top priority. And with 4 Curis pharmacy locations across Calgary and growing, now's the perfect time to switch. C-U-R-I-S, Curis, a pharmacy like no other. Find a location near you at curispharmacy.ca.
QR Calgary invites you to support the 34th annual Paperny Family JCC Sports Dinner, Tuesday, May 27th, presented by ATB Financial. This year's guest speaker will be Canadian golf legend and Masters champion Mike Weir. And this year's Master of Ceremonies will be Grant Buchanan. Your event ticket supports this local community center as they continue to provide social, educational, and recreational programming. Get ahead of the game and purchase your tickets now at calgaryjcc.com. Proudly supported by QR Calgary.
This is the Ben Mulrooney Show on the Chorus Talk Network.
So we put our hands up like the ceiling can hold us.
Welcome back to the Ben Mulrooney Show. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Thursday with us. And, you know, we say thank you wherever you find us. You might be listening on the radio or on the iHeartRadio streaming app, or you might find us on the podcast platform of your choice. And coming up soon, as a matter of fact, now, you may find us on our YouTube channel. So thank you very much. This next guest, I have a long family relationship with, and I remember when he would call the house to looking for my dad, and I would have to take the message. He would use so many words that I didn't know at the time. that I would write down just gobbledygook and then hand it to my dad, and he would just see the chicken scratch and know who was calling. He is a great Canadian with a depth of knowledge on a number of fields. He's been a nation builder and a corporate titan. Lord Conrad Black, former politician, newspaper publisher, author of so many more books than I've read. And now, most recently, The Political and Strategic History of the World, Volume 2, From the Caesars to the Peace of Westphalia and Louis the 14th. Lord Black, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ben. And it's good to see you again. Always good to see any of them already.
Well, I'm very glad to chat with you about Volume 2. This is no small feat. This is, I was writing a history this broad. It must require a lot of your time, a lot of your attention, a lot of care.
Yeah, it has been a lot of work. Yes. I'm almost finished now. I'm up to the Vietnam War, so I'm almost finished.
Well, one of the broad strokes of the book is you are one of these people who believes in the power of the individual to shape history, and that we're not at the mercy of moments and trends, but there are definitional people who can change the outcome of any given event.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, people make history. The idea that we're just we're soldier ants and subject to changes of public attitude and so on, like, as if it was the weather. This is rubbish. I mean, history's made by people like, Julius Caesar and Napoleon and Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it'd be all kinds of people that the world would be very different if they hadn't been there.
Are there commonalities between certain types of leaders? Or are there buckets in which you can say, okay, we put leader 1, 2, and 3 in this bucket over here, and these other ones fall in this other category. What have you learned about leadership in studying this large of a part of history?
The criteria for leadership have changed. You see, prior to, let us say, the book you just referred to gets us up almost to the end of the 17th century. And prior to that, great leaders were either conquerors like Julius Caesar or Alexander the Great. Genghis Khan in a way, but he didn't really try and administer anything.
Yeah.
Subsequent to that, or even a man like Cardinal Richelieu, for example, really the builder of the modern state and a great academic, I mean, the founder of the French Academy and the provost of the Sorbonne. But subsequent to that, rights and the concept of ethics and government became much more focused on and much more required by publics and ultimately electorates. And so in the subsequent era, you get people where there's a strong dimension of what they did in an altruistic way, like an Abraham Lincoln or a Winston Churchill or Franklin D. Roosevelt, people like this. Now, they couldn't have commanded armies like Napoleon did conquered the world. But on the other hand, in the perception of modern times, they're greater statesmen because they were ultimately more positive people defending good things.
One of the lines that people say all the time is those who don't learn their history are doomed to repeat it. Now, you've now studied enough history. Have we ever done that? Are there examples in history of people not knowing their history and then repeating it? Or is that just a trite phrase?
Yeah, there are. And there are cautionary tales and all sorts of people. In the first volume, I made a comparison between Pericles and Gorbachev. I mean, these people can be tremendously well-intentioned, yeah, but a little naive about the consequences of their actions, and everything comes apart. I mean, Pericles died before the end of the Peloponnesian War, which he initiated, but it ended in a complete disaster for Athens, a terrible disaster.
Well, from your your study of the past, let's move to an analysis of the present, and somebody who may very well get books written about him in the future, Mark Carney, our new prime minister. And I'm, Lord Black, I'm of the opinion that in these early days of a government, I'm not going to get too heated over any one thing or another because they really haven't done anything of consequence yet. However, I do know how the election campaign was prosecuted. I know what story Mark Carney told the Canadian people that got him elected. And what I'm seeing in these early days is he is behaving in a way that is most certainly not a product of that story. There's no elbows up. There's no retaliatory tariffs. The old relationship still exists, and the U.S. isn't trying to weaken us to take us over.
Ben, by the way, for heaven's sakes, call me Conrad. Okay. I have for at least 40 years. Okay. So
All right, Conrad.
I don't want to be. I agree with you. He's a new prime minister, and he's our prime minister now, so we wish him success. Yeah. But the campaign was a fraud. It was based on the idea that he was taking a kind of Churchillian oath to stand on the, down at the Toronto lakeshore, shaking his fist at potential invading our maggots crossing from Rochester, New York, launched by President Trump against us or something like this, you say. And it was all nonsense. I mean, Trump was just having a joke at the expense of Justin Trudeau, who had been pretty cheeky with him, in his first term. The idea that he really had any designs on Canada was just foolishness. I found it as a citizen embarrassing that our country took the whole thing so seriously, and I wrote that, but we are where we are. But of course, the idea of man the barricades, the U.S. Marines are coming, was just a lot of nonsense.
Well, and he was trying to reconcile what he said on the campaign trail with sort of his behavior today. Mackenzie Gray of Global News challenged him on that, and he said, no, the relationship is fundamentally over, and we got to rebuild it. We got to build a new one, and it's about working together if we can, but not necessarily working together. I'm paraphrasing. But I really thought, I took issue with that, because it's sort of like it ignores the importance of relationships across the border over decades and building those relationships. And sometimes those relationships go swimmingly, and sometimes less so. We're in a different phase of that relationship today. When Donald Trump is gone, there will be somebody else in that seat, and that will dictate a new chapter in that relationship. But different doesn't mean over. It just means different.
Yeah, and there's another aspect, too. I agree with what you say, but let's keep in mind that when Justin said to Donald Trump when he visited him in Florida, if you impose these tariffs, our economy will collapse. And, for years, Trump had been saying, Canada's not pulling its weight. If you're only paying about 1% of GDP in defense, you're relying on us to defend you. Now, if you can't defend yourselves, and if we impose a tariff, your economy collapses. I mean, are you sure that you really want to be an independent country? You join us. We've got basically a 50% higher per capita standard of living and annual income, and you don't have to have any defense budget because we'll take care of that. And to him it was logical,
yeah.
and based on what Justin had said and done. But this was transmogrified by the liberal myth makers and election apparatus into the theory that he was contemplating a takeover of Canada, like the Mexican War or something. We've got to have a smarter electorate here. We shouldn't be so gullible.
Well, Conrad Black, I want to thank you so much for joining us to give us the pulse on of how you see things politically today, as well as to let us know about Volume 2 of the Political and Strategic History of the World. We appreciate your time, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, Ben. Good luck to you.
Take care. All right, when we come back, there is a bar in Quebec City that is very clear. No woke employees here. Don't go away. This is the Ben Mulroney Show.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
Weeds, they're inevitable. Trust Green Drop with 100% guaranteed programs, including Drought Fighter and Disease Control at no extra cost. Book now and get 10% early bird savings.
Canada's lawn expert since 1979. Visit greendrop.com.
As a business owner, keeping your workspace clean shouldn't be another thing on your to-do list. Leave it to the pros who know clean. At White Spot Janitorial, we provide top-quality janitorial services tailored to your needs. White Spot Janitorial has an amazing offer to new clients. When you sign up for our regular cleaning service, you'll receive a 20% discount on your first month. But hurry, offer is valid until June 30th. Visit whitespotjanitorial.com. White Spot Janitorial. Service is our mission. Clean is our statement.
When you want to hear the music and not the road, drive on to Wright Restyling. They can upgrade your drive with SoundShield, so you can take your ride from this to this. Whether you want to improve the way you listen to music or just sweet silence, their sound-deadening install can help block out road noise, vibrations, and rattles, so all you hear is what you want. Make your auto dreams into reality. Don't make Wright Restyling your first call. Make them your only call. Get your quote today at WrightRestyling.com.
Summertime is here again.
Purchase your 2025 Callaway Park season pass today. Just $69.95 plus GST per pass for a whole season of fun. That's a savings of 53%. Only until May 20th at your local Calgary co-op or online at callawaypark.com. Enjoy unlimited rides, live entertainment, CP's spray and play, and so much more. Callaway Park, your family playcation destination.
Callaway Park for everyone.
Gord Gillies here with Debbie Franchuk, RN and co-owner of Home Instead. Debbie, you provide a wide range of support services to help keep seniors living in their homes longer. How do you make sure there's a good match?
Well, Gord, it starts with our hiring. We're very fussy with our hires. We only hire about 1 to 2% of the applicants that actually apply to us.
Are families involved in finding the right person for their loved one?
Absolutely. We collaborate with the families to understand their loved one's hobbies, interests, maybe their meal preferences. That matching is the magic.
Deb, what do you say to families who may feel guilty about the need to bring in care?
Oh, please don't feel guilty. You're doing the right thing. You're helping your loved ones so that they can live with dignity and respect right where they want to remain, in their own home.
When your elderly loved one needs more care, choose Home Instead as your care partner. Home Instead provides highly personalized home care for the loved ones in your life, wherever they call home. Visit homeinsteadcalgary.com.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants. Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference, from bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
Take the pain out of airport parking with Park2Go. Drop off your vehicle at Park2Go, and they'll get you to your departure gate in 9 minutes or less. Visit park2go.ca and save 15% with promo code RADIO.
Connect with Sarah Crosby.
Online romance day.
I don't think anyone's going to like me off a dating app, Andy, if my husband got sucked up by aliens. I'm not going to be on the top of anyone's list unless they get to meet me, sit down, and go, okay, she can talk. Maybe she's a little funny. She's really caring. But to go on a head picture alone on an app, I don't think I'm many people's cup of tea.
Connect with Sarah Crosby. 2 till 6 weekday afternoons on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Verve Aspen Woods Retirement Home.
This is the Ben Mulrooney Show on the Chorus Talk Network.
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now.
Welcome back to the Ben Mulrooney Show, and I want to hear from you, our listeners. Give us a call here at the Ben Mulrooney Show, because this story out of Quebec it's a really interesting one. It's, I think, a snapshot of where we are as a society today. There is a bar in Quebec. It's called Le Bar Sport de Las Vegas on Sainte-Anne Boulevard in the Limoilou district. And the owner of the bar posted something on Facebook, which is since taken down. Essentially, he said he's not interested in hiring any woke employees for his bar. He wants no woke people. He said, what did he say? He said, I'm going to be very clear on my position. I don't want someone who, during the pandemic, would have called the police if their neighbors had visitors. That's generally speaking what he's looking for. And he may be butting up against a little bit of an issue, because the Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms prohibits discrimination when it comes to hiring, particularly regarding an individual's political beliefs. That's in addition to race and sex and age. That's according to an employment lawyer. And the owner of the bar says, you know what? I don't care. If you think you weren't hired because of your politics, you can take me to court. And I think this is really it. He said, I should have the right to hire whoever I want. And I want to build the business I want to build. I respect that. And because politics is ubiquitous and everything is political today, it's kind of hard to not see somebody's politics. I saw, so give us a call here at the Ben Mulrooney Show and let us know if you're a business owner. Do you pay attention to these sorts of things? If you get some indicators that somebody may not share your worldview in a job interview, what do you do? What people are calling this controversial, but shouldn't you be able to hire whoever you want for whatever reasons you want? I mean, if a 7-Eleven can say no shirt, no shoes, no service, can't the owner of a bar say no woke? I don't know that that's a bridge too far. I saw a video on social media yesterday about very similar to this, and it was a trans person somewhere in the States who said that for about months and months and months, was trying to get a job, wasn't getting any callbacks. And then he changed one thing on his resume. He took his pronouns off, and immediately the next day got a callback. And I've heard that a lot. I heard that through, you know, on predictable voices online who said, you know, people who young people, especially who lead with their pronouns, a lot of people who hire just see that as a headache waiting to happen. This is somebody who's going to be triggered and is going to need safe spaces. And again, painting with a very broad brush, I concede. But that to them is a red flag. And we live in a society where you got to interact with people, and you might not like the person you're interacting with, and the person you're interacting with may be someone you need to please because they have the job that you want. That's all I'm saying. Hey, let's welcome Bill to the show. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I completely agree with the bar owner here. You know what? We're so divided as a society now, and it's just kind of, you know, I don't like doing this, but mixing two politically polar opposites, it's just not a good workplace, and it would cause some problems. And I completely agree with you. Like, some of these people were far out, and yeah, they were actually literally calling up health departments and the police on neighbors.
Yeah,
it's not how society should function.
Yeah, and Bill, I can see a scenario where this guy, he's got a what looks like a pretty conventional sports bar, right? Like, and there, depending on how political somebody is, sports in and of itself is misogynistic, racist, sexist. I mean, you name it. The ism is there, and you know, this guy might just wanting to protect himself and say, I don't want somebody who sees all that stuff all the time. I want somebody who comes here, and when I turn on the TV, that's a sport. That's football, or that's hockey, or that's this or that. And, you know, if we don't play the same number of women's hockey games versus men's hockey games, I don't want somebody who's going to criticize me for that. I think that's a fair problem to foresee, don't you?
Absolutely. You know what? I don't watch any professional sports now because I do think they've been criticized, but I loved watching them because, you know what, I just want to forget about the care of this world, and I just wanted to watch, you know, my league game,
yeah,
or whatever sport it was. But you can't even do that now.
No, because somebody's going to take issue with it. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Frank, welcome to the Ben Mulrooney Show.
Hey, man, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. So what do you think of this guy? Do you think he's in the right for saying no woke employees at my bar?
Well, like I was saying to your screener, you apply to any government office and they will specifically ask on the application, are you of a specific race? Are you of a specific gender? Are you of a specific sexual orientation? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how the government offices can ask for specific individuals?
Yeah.
If this somehow is controversial when he's asking what he wants for his
Well, and you know, it's there's a whole world view on that side of the political spectrum that if you just point out something just like you did, something very simple and easy like that, it collapses under its own weight and under its own hypocrisies. And you're absolutely right.
I got nothing else to say.
All right. Thanks, Frank. You take care. And let's welcome David into the conversation. David, is this guy well within his rights, or does he need to be reeducated?
I believe he's well within his rights that he should hire who he thinks he would build to help build his business the way he should. But at the same time, he's got to be careful too, because here's the thing. When I was looking for work, whenever I applied with my legal name, I never got a call. I changed one thing in my name, I started getting calls for those same jobs.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I can understand because you talked about that person with the pronouns. You drop that thing, you'll get jobs. And I can see some employers will say, oh, that's going to be problems. Oh, I think this person's going to be like this. So they don't want to call.
Yeah.
They don't want to call you back. So I think the guy should build his business the way he should, but and hire who he wants, who he thinks is a perfect fit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he does have to tread lightly.
Yeah, I don't know that he should have telegraphed this. Like, from a strategic standpoint, I don't know if this was the right tactic to let everybody know that this was on your mind. Because now he doesn't have plausible deniability. You know, if he had just kept his mouth shut, he could have made sure that anybody with a pronoun or anybody who was, you might have had a social media footprint that he didn't like, he could have just said, thanks so much, but we've already filled the role. Now he sort of painted himself into a corner. Thanks so much for the call. And let's welcome, who do we have? We got Rob. Rob, welcome.
You know, this is another example of why woke is dead or dying. People have had enough. The gentleman is well within his rights to hire who he wants. I would see it as a liability when you get into pronoun. You don't know what they're going to do once they're hired. This is a product of 10-year Liberal government, 10-year Democratic government in the States. Two of my brothers are American. And people have had enough.
Yeah.
People have had enough, and you're going to see more and more changes.
Well, listen, I appreciate what you're saying. I think you assessed the situation well, except woke is not dead in Canada, not by a long shot.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, but it's getting there.
You're just getting there. Hey, thanks for the call. We got time for one more, so let's say hi to Dave. Dave, you got the last word on this.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm,
so I'm a business owner, so one thing we did in our employee handbook is any emails. I'm in the service industry. You can't put he or him on any emails, and so that's why because I don't want to insult any customers by an email, else we lose the business because of it.
Yeah, so go ahead.
It's a risk to my business.
Well, but the risks for employers are greater today than they ever have before. The cost of the insurance costs are higher, HR costs are higher. There's so, you know, tending to the feelings of your employees it takes more these days than it ever did before. It used to be a place where people would punch in and punch out, not anymore. And so it's an investment. If you've got to get the right person for the job, or you're going to be right back at the drawing board. And if you get the wrong person, you could be paying for it for a long time.
100%, because I tell all my employees, leave your political views at home.
Oh, yeah, well, easier said than done, my friend. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Thank you to everyone for calling. And after the break, we're going to talk about the Mark Carney crisis that wasn't. Don't go anywhere. This is the Ben Mulroney Show.
Love is like a coconut. A poem. Your face is like a coconut, round and hairy. I'll grant your wishes like a genie. I wish you would see I can't leave you. You're my mock turkey. I'm your raw vegan. Will you marry me?
Creativity is subjective. The truth isn't.
And now, an excerpt from my novel.
Advertising Standards Canada. Because truth in advertising matters. Creativity is subjective. The truth isn't.
And now, an excerpt from my novel.
Advertising Standards Canada. Because truth in advertising matters.
Rock chip? Give it the kiss of death. Cal Alta Auto Glass will repair that rock chip same day. And they'll treat you like family. But what if you need a new windshield? Come on. Cal Alta, it's clear. They're going to treat you with respect. You see, they win Consumer Choice Awards every year. You know it's true because you heard it from me. The Glass Father. And I go through a lot of windshields.
Calvalta Auto Glass.
The class of auto glass.
Running a small business is tough. Now more than ever. Every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeb of Cupboards Express. Our fine quality may seem old-timey, but our style is not. Keeping up with the best of Milan, New York, and Japan, we manufacture over 2,000 door styles right here in Alberta, from timeless classics to the most on-trend fashions. Don't see what you want? We could probably make it. Check out our new Real Slim Shaker door, a real standout.
A real standout.
Keeping right up to date since 1958. Cupboards Express.
Fairplay Wild Bird Center is your one-stop shop for all things with wings. Did you know with warmer weather here, more birds are arriving and they're creating greater competition for food? Having a variety of feeders and the correct food types will help attract different species of birds. Fairplay's Wild Bird Center has a vast array of feeders, plus a great selection of feed types available in a few sizes, including our bulk by the pound bins. Visit Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Hi, Andrew Schultz here. It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit mid-cycle. I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was paired with Mike, who showed up that day and had it fixed in no time. And when it comes to my spring to-do list, Jiffy is my go-to. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code QR25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Sip, swirl, and savor at Stampede Cellar Uncorked May 31st at the BMO Center. Toast to Stampede season, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and locally produced culinary offerings provided by the best restaurants in Alberta. Enjoy each bite with bold reds or crisp whites. There's something to suit every palate and preference at Stampede Cellar Uncorked. Go to QRCalgary.com to enter to win a pair of tickets. Must be 18 plus to enter.
This is the Ben Mulroney Show
on the Chorus Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Ben Mulroney Show. And we sort of accidentally stumbled onto a talking point, a theme today about how the crisis that apparently got Mark Carney elected doesn't exist. We talked about it a couple of times on the show, and we're going to do it again with somebody who's written on this very topic. Please welcome to the show Sean Spear, editor-at-large for The Hub, as well as a former senior economic advisor to Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Sean, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you, Ben.
So, you know, I was just telling Conrad Black that I'm not going to get overly heated in the early days of a Mark Carney government because the rubber hasn't really met the road yet. But
yes. But
that doesn't mean we shouldn't be critical of a few things. And this idea that that there was a crisis, there is a crisis with the United States. I never believed it. I didn't vote for the guy either. So but I feel bad for those who did, who believed that this was a pretty much a war in all but name that we were going into. And now it hasn't materialized.
Yeah. And what worries me, Ben, is that the government's identity, its core proposition is so rooted in the presumption that there is indeed a crisis, a generational one, as the prime minister continues to say. In fact, as recently as yesterday in the release of the mandate letters for the various ministers, is that it becomes difficult for him and his government to give up the notion. And the risk, of course, is that leads it in, I worry, some bad directions, including with respect to the pending negotiations of a trade and security agreement with the United States.
Yeah.
It's going to involve a lot of trade-offs, some of which will be challenging, but ultimately I think you and most of your listeners would agree that Canadian interests are rooted in maintaining mostly tariff-free access to the United States. Yeah. And if you have a prime minister and a government that are so invested in a notion of an ongoing crisis, are they prepared to make government that are so invested in a notion of an ongoing crisis, are they prepared to make the kind of trade-off that will enable us to maintain that type of access to the U.S. market?
And look, for me, the issue isn't simply a bait and switch that they got elected, they sold us a bill of goods, and now they're doing something completely different. To me, there are some toxic and disappointing aspects to this, not the least of which, Sean, is the idea that Danielle Smith, who was preaching a more conciliatory tone to the United States, was called every manner of sin. She was called a traitor. And then you find out that this government had no intention of keeping the retaliatory tariffs on one day longer than they needed to. And yet they're being lauded for essentially the same position that got her denigrated.
Yeah. I'm afraid I can't put it any better than that. The prime minister is going to have to answer for the fact that he gave Canadians the impression, indeed, throughout the campaign, that it was his intention to go to the wall against the United States for better or for worse. And those who disputed that strategy were, as you say, characterized as traitors or whatever. But meanwhile, behind the scenes, the government was making the types of policy decisions it needed to in order to essentially forego the retaliatory tariffs that he was talking about on the campaign trail. That dissonance should be something that journalists are putting to him. But I would say more broadly, the risk here is that he has socialized a large swath of the Canadian public, particularly those who are animated by these issues, over the course of the campaign in such a way that it'll be hard to make the types of trade-offs and adjustments that we're going to have to make. Take, for instance, the conversation in the past 48 hours or so about ballistic missile defense. There's good arguments in favor of it. There may be bad arguments in favor of it. We need to have that debate. But how can this prime minister, after having told Canadians that our relationship is over?
We can't trust these people as far as we can throw them. And now we're going to be living under a golden dome with them.
Exactly. That Donald Trump is essentially a bad actor. And now he's going to have to go back to those same voters and tell them, in fact, it's in Canada's interest to hand over our defense and security sovereignty to this, you know, so-called lunatic in the Oval Office. I just worry a bit that, your dad used to say the two most important issues the prime minister has is one, national unity, two, Canada-U.S. relations. Yeah. And those are subjects where you don't play politics.
And the
government has backed itself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was going to, that's another thing that really disappoints me with his assessment that the relationship as we knew it is over. We're leading towards a deepening of economic and military integration, and that's done. And now it's going to be an ad hoc, case-by-case basis, cooperate if we can, but not necessarily. And to me, that ignores 60, 70 years of history and the personal relationship that is required between a president and a prime minister. Yes, there was consistency for a large period of time, but within that consistency, there were differences. The military, I brought it up a little bit earlier in the show. Explain that worldview, Mr. Carney, in the face of Jean Chrétien turning down an invitation to join the United States at war with Iraq. That belies a deepening integration. And so we're in a different phase of the relationship, but it is not, the relationship is not over. And it's disappointing that as you just said, in this all important relationship, he's not even looking at history without looking at it through a political lens.
Yes. Mr. Carney is an impressive dude. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I'm not sure he can overcome geography and culture and history and language and the sophistication of our integrated supply chains and on and on and on. Canada is a North American country. We have, that is our destiny. And a responsible prime minister takes that as a given and then plans for how best to represent and advance Canadian interests in that context. You know, this past week, Mr. Carney signed on to, what I'd characterize as an anti-Israel statement with his peers in Britain and France. And I interpret that at least in part as much about leaning into Canada's relationship with Europe as a comment on Israeli policy. And I just think that's fanciful. Our future does not lie with Europe. It lies with North America. And securing mostly tariff-free access to the United States and a security and defense arrangement that is satisfactory to both countries, it's going to require prudence, it's going to require judgment, and it's not going to, it won't be achieved by fanning the flames of anti-Americanism within the Canadian public, as we've seen over the past several weeks. This might be good in the moment. It may have helped his electoral chances, for sure. But it is not in the long run interests of Canada.
Well, also, and the last point that I'd like to discuss with you, and we only have about a minute and change left, is the fact that while discussing this crisis that has not really materialized, there hasn't been a whole lot of room to discuss the homegrown crisis, or rather series of crises that have been festering and multiplying and growing for the past 10 years in Canada.
Yes. Yeah, that's precisely the problem with manufactured crisis, isn't it? They come to eclipse the ones for which we have direct responsibility, and in so doing, and as such, the capacity to change. We have an affordability crisis. We have a growing crisis of confidence of young people in the country itself. Our pluralism is being pulled apart by these protests and acts of violence in our streets. The country faces real challenges, and I think Mr. Carney can be up to those challenges, but the first order of business is to define the right ones, not make up ones that don't exist.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad you wrote the piece. I'm so glad that you came here to discuss it, because two things can be true at once. We can have this discussion about why this was a deeply cynical electoral ploy, and that we wish him well. We do hope he succeeds, because if he succeeds, we all succeed. And I do hope, Sean, that you come back on the show again sometime.
That would be my pleasure, Ben. It's always great talking to you, and congratulations on the show's success.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I hope you're having an amazing weekend. Thank you for spending a part of it with me. I'm Ben Mulrooney, and this has been the Ben Mulrooney Show Weekend Edition.
High concept sci-fi rigmarole in the universe is back.
What the hell? Oh, shit. How long was I out?
Close airlock 7!
Beth, please let me out.
Rick put you in there for a reason, Steve.
Mom, justice!
Get back here! This is for your own good!
Rick and Morty, new season tonight on Adult Swim. Stream on Stack TV.
Get your mouth round it.
It's Gord Gillies for Home Instead. Speaking with Debbie Franchuk, RN and co-owner of Home Instead, she says when her clients finally discover Home Instead, they tell her, "The care you provide my parents is amazing." More people have to know what you do. It's no wonder why they refer Home Instead as the best kept secret. Now that you know the best kept secret, share it with your mom and dad. When your elderly loved one needs more care, choose Home Instead as your care partner. Visit homeinsteadcalgary.com.
Gord Gillies here for Len T. Wong and Associates. When you're looking to buy, with Len and your team, you start the search with confidence. Right from the beginning, he'll prioritize your needs. Maybe you're looking to downsize in retirement, or maybe your heart's on a starter home that's not out in the boonies. An experienced agent like Len will understand those needs, ensuring you find the home of your dreams. Len T. Wong and Associates from Greater Property Group, the city you love and the agents you trust. Call or text Len at 403-606-8888.
Shoppers Foundation for Women's Health is challenging us all to ask, how many women have we lost because of a late diagnosis? How many women have been overlooked because so little research funding goes to women's health? How many women have felt unseen because they can't access proper care? Maybe even you. Health inequities are harming women. It's why we're working to improve access to equitable and inclusive care. It's time to make women's health visible. Get to know the facts at shoppersfoundation.ca.
Lux Windows was founded in 1969 with five people and a dream. 55 years later, our team of experts cares a whole lot about building and installing the best possible windows and doors. Because Lux is not just an Alberta-made product. We're one big Alberta-made family. Everything we are is windows and doors. A company born and bred and made in Alberta.
Hey, here's some drug-impaired driving laws simplified.
Police suspect you're driving impaired by drugs? They have the tools to arrest you. First, a roadside test. And if you fail, further testing at the station, which can lead to your arrest and a criminal conviction for impaired driving. It's not just alcohol. It's drugs, too. If you drive high, there will be consequences.
Let's keep our roads safe. A message from Met Canada.
At Mountain View Sundecks, beautiful low-maintenance Sundecks are just the beginning. They're also experts in stairs, railings, gates, patios, privacy walls, pergolas, and benches. From design to completion, you can trust this 20-year locally owned family business to build the ultimate outdoor space for you.
No deposit is required, and you don't pay until the job is done.
See their dream decks at MountainViewSundecks.com and call for a quote today.
Watch the greatest names in golf compete in our own backyard. The Rogers Charity Classic returns to Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club August 11th to 17th. Get your tickets now or visit qrcalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Rogers Charity Classic goes beyond world-class golf. It also has raised more than $137 million for over 290 children and youth charities across Alberta. For tickets and more info, visit rogerscharityclassic.com, proudly supported by QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Morris Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Joshua Azizi. There are mixed signals in Ukraine. Russia launched a new wave of attacks as the largest prisoner exchange since the start of the three-year-old war got underway Saturday. Reporter Ian Pennell is in London with the details.
This is the first wave of up to 1,000 Ukrainians and 1,000 Russians expected to be swapped over the weekend. It's the result of face-to-face meetings held last week. But meanwhile, Russia launching more attacks on Ukraine. President Trump expressing hope that this prisoner exchange could lead to, quote, something big. But the Kremlin saying there are no plans right now for another face-to-face meeting with Ukraine.
Ukraine's capital of Kyiv came under a large-scale combined drone and missile attack Saturday, with explosions and machine gun fire heard throughout the city. The new minority liberal government has a stack of crime and justice policies to implement.
Some included measures aimed to make it more difficult to get bail for those charged with violent car theft, home invasion, as well as some human trafficking and smuggling offenses. The Liberals also promised to create new criminal offenses involving intimidation at schools and places of worship, as well as online sexploitation. All the promises were made during a federal election campaign, which saw the Conservatives lean heavily on an anti-crime message. Rob Westgate, The Canadian Press.
The Blue Water District School